welcome everyone to tonight's Citizens Climate University. If you're like me, I'm guessing that all of you are incredibly excited about 4 days from now being the dawn of our fourth annual Congressional Education Day. Tonight's lesson will get right into the logistics of it and what to expect, as well as really provide a forum for any questions that attendees might have as far as preparations and what they can do to get better ready. But before anything else, I'd love to just introduce both of our speakers tonight. First up, we have Taylor Krause as one of our presenters tonight. Taylor started at CCL as an intern in the headquarters in San Diego, is now serving as the executive assistant to our executive director and fearless leader, Mark Reynolds. Welcome to the call tonight. Thank you for being here, Taylor. And with Taylor, we have Adeline, who started as an intern at CCL's headquarters as well, back in the early part of 2015 and has been with our staff ever since. Currently, she works as a project specialist and assistant to the president and founder of CCL, Marshall Saunders. Thank you so much for being on the line as well, Adeline. Tonight, we're going to have a pretty straightforward plan. We're going to go over first conference materials, and then jump into the actual scheduling details and what you should expect and, you know, take from the actual email you got today from Amy already. We'll talk more about arriving at the conference, what to look for, what to expect as you arrive at the Omni Shoreham. And then we'll get into the actual agenda and logistics of the two-day lineup in DC. We'll have a chance to really follow up on some key details with submitting meeting notes, and then really open it up to a broader conversation with a question and answer period at the end. But without further ado, what I'll just plan on doing is passing it then back off to you, Adeline, and we'll take it from here.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to start by talking about what you should have received in your inboxes this morning. And that email that was titled, "Your Personal CCL Lobby Schedule is Attached." So in order to plan and prepare ahead of this year's conference, your personal lobby schedule, along with the bios for each member of Congress you're scheduled to meet with, were emailed to you today. And you should print out and bring the schedule and bios with you. If you leave them at home you leave home before you get the email, there is a business center at the hotel where you can log into your email and print out the materials. But please remember to bring it with you. And go to that email, make sure you mark it important and save it so it's easy to access when you print it out. And if you don't see it in your inbox, check your spam folder. If you can, take photos of your schedule and bios with your phone. That way, if you lose either while you're on the Hill, you'll have an electronic copy. And if you're a meeting lead, one important thing you should do when you first receive your schedule is to go to the MOC's website to verify the building and room number. And if there's been a change, be sure to let the other members of your meeting team know the new location. And Taylor is now going to discuss the all-important lobby schedule with you all.
Thanks, Adeline. Okay, so please love your lobby schedules. Imagine trying to arrange over 400 meetings at various times throughout the day and perfectly matching 600 attendees with everyone's top choice. It's not possible. It would not be perfect, but it would reflect that constituents and liaisons being placed in meetings are our top priority. So one, everyone is averaging around 3 lobby meetings with a total of about 5 to 6 CCLers in each meeting. Please welcome any non-constituents into your district or state meetings. And for those of you who are placed outside of your state or district, please honor the meeting leader's facilitation. Meeting plans are based on the experience and knowledge of CCL chapters. And why do we have some mixed teams, you would ask, that include about 4 to 5 different volunteers? One Senate office actually recently asked to only have 2 constituents attend, and that was certainly a reasonable request. And here's why we asked to have more people attend. So for this Congressional Education Day, we actually have around 600 citizens lobbying, and most of them are coming from all different parts of the country. So often there are too few constituents for one district and then too many from another district. So sometimes other CCLers who are not constituents may have more knowledge or special expertise they can bring to the meeting. So we really would encourage everybody to work as a team. Some of our citizen lobbyists would love other experienced CCLers around them because DC can kind of be an intimidating environment. So this may sound a little selfish, but we want to have folks coming to the conference to all get into several meetings so they can get the democracy bug. This is sorely needed right now. And this is how we grow the grassroots and get people to feel that they can really be engaged in solutions with Congress. So I want to show you two different pictures that demonstrate this. First is a picture from 2010. Back in 2010, we actually had 27 volunteers in 52 congressional meetings, which is crazy to think about in contrast to now. So everyone who attended had meetings where they were not constituents at all. And so now in 2017, our past June international conference, by offering volunteers several lobby meetings, they caught the democracy bug. And we had over 500 lobby meetings. This coming week, we will still have 2/3 of this many people coming back to DC for lobbying. And so now I will pass it back to Adeline, who's going to review our schedule.
The lobby schedule you got today looks a lot like what we have on the screen right here. And so when you're reviewing your schedules, please notice the meeting ID, the member of Congress's name, state and district, time, location, staff in the meeting, and the liaison and appointment setter. Also note the CCL attendees who are the meeting lead, their contact information, and the times of their other meetings. And this can be really helpful if the meeting time gets unexpectedly changed so you can see when their other meetings are. A few meetings do get set quite late since some offices have to wait for the congressional committee schedules to come out. And if the office can set the meeting 2 weeks ahead, we were probably able to squeeze that into our master schedule. But if the meeting hasn't been scheduled by the time we create our master schedule, we'll create a to-be-determined meeting so we can create at least a CCL volunteer meeting team. This will show up as a TBD meeting and is most likely scheduled for 7 a.m. The liaison or appointment setter will contact the meeting team leader and the entire meeting team with any news of a final meeting time or change. Additionally, we will also be doing delivery-only meetings to make sure that the June analysis, as well as the constituent letters, are still hand-delivered to each office, and with the hope of still being able to discuss a few of the key findings with whomever we might be greeted with at these offices. And so a note on schedule changes. Late additions or changes may have a domino effect on your schedule, and sometimes a meeting does get changed by the congressional office. So please do not make changes unless absolutely necessary. So if there's a clear data entry error, a volunteer is ill, etc., your team expects you to be in the meetings listed on your schedule. The CCL meeting leader is the person responsible for meeting changes. If the congressional office needs to change the meeting time, the CCL meeting leader is the person who can make that change. The CCL meeting leader is responsible for confirming attendees for that meeting. Always contact meeting leaders before requesting changes. If you think you need to change your schedule, first ask the meeting leads about this, both leads. So that's the meeting lead for the one you want to bow out of and the meeting lead for the meeting you're joining. Without communications, you may leave your team high and dry. So now Taylor is going to explain the whiteboards we're going to have at the conference.
Thanks, Adeline. Okay, so whiteboards. These are a resource for what we call speed dating for meeting changes. So the whiteboards are going to be located near the registration area outside of the main speaking room at the conference. The whiteboards are going to be used for meeting updates, changes, rescheduled meetings, etc. So one whiteboard is going to be where the list of change meetings where attendees are needed. And then the second whiteboard is where you can list yourself as available if you'd like to pick up meetings. The whiteboards will be up and accessible until Monday, the first day of the conference, around 5. And if you need it past Monday, we really recommend that you snap a photo of it. And so next, Adeline's going to give a few words about biographies.
All right. So here's an example of the top half of the first page of Senator Ben Cardin's bio. So what is on the bios? First, there's biographical data. That's when they were elected, when the next election is, percentage of vote they won in the last election, schools attended, background, career, interests, religion, and what we can appreciate him or her for. They also contain the congressional record, which is their voting record on any relevant bills and statements and their committee assignments. These things, along with concerns expressed by constituents, are factors in how the member of Congress arrives at his or her decision. Next, Taylor's going to discuss meeting plans.
So for Congressional Education Day in November, liaisons are not asked to submit meeting plans, as they usually are for our June conference. So in November, the meeting plan is relatively straightforward for every single meeting, and that's just that we are checking to share the updates from our June analysis with the office and asking them what related areas of climate change and carbon pricing they're most interested in discussing. But nevertheless, there's a chance that a local CCL group may still have submitted a meeting plan. And if there is a meeting plan for your meeting, it will cover some suggested topic areas, goals for the meeting, the supporting ask, and some questions you could ask to get the MOC or staff member to open up a little bit, and some challenges you might face as a meeting participant. So regardless if you are a meeting lead, feel free to email the appointment setter liaison to get their input on whether there are specific questions or goals of the meeting, as well as if they have any recommendations for you for a specific appreciation when you start your meeting for the member or the senator, and if they also plan on having any constituents from that district calling into the meeting, just make sure to try to check in with the appointment center liaison about. And so now we're going to go over the conference schedule and lineup. You can look for the full schedule lineup ahead of time online. So if you go to our CCL homepage, that's citizensclimatelobby.org, and there's a tab that's called Take Action. So click the Take Action and Take Action button, and then go to Congressional Education Day from that menu. And so when that page loads, it's going to have a schedule link. So that's citizensclimatelobby.org/congressional-education-day-. And the schedule will also be in your program that you're given at the conference, don't worry, that you can pick that up when you register. And it's another way to keep up with the schedule is to download our awesome conference app on your smartphone. So in order to do that, you will go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and search for Grenadine Event Guide and install the app. And when it opens, type in the conference code, which is in all caps, CED 2017. This is all available before you arrive in DC. And next, Adeline is going to talk about what you should expect when you arrive in DC.
All right, so here is a map of the Omni Shoreham. This is the lobby level. And at the bottom in the middle is the main entrance where that big X is. And this is where you're gonna enter and exit the hotel during breaks for lunch and dinner. But when you arrive at the conference, so you're going to enter the lobby there where that X is, you're going to turn left towards the east elevators, and you're going to continue until you see our signs that point you in the right direction. And so please note, if you've been to our conference in June, we're on the opposite side of the hotel. So if you're arriving early on Sunday night, we'll have early registration from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Capitol Room and the East Registration Desk, where you can sign in and retrieve your name tag. A film screening of Chasing Coral begins at 7 p.m. in the Hampton Ballroom. We'll have a panel discussion following the film and also a virtual reality experience. Regular registration begins Monday, November 13th at 8 a.m. and it lasts until 2:30 p.m., then reopening during the dinner break from 5:30 to 7:30. East Registration Desk is where that's going to be located, and Amy, her team, and the whiteboards Taylor mentioned earlier will be stationed near the registration area for help with scheduling questions. We welcome on-site registration on Sunday or Monday for latecomers, and we'll accept credit card and check payments, but no cash. And the main room we'll be located in for most of the program is the Blue Room. So if you've not been to a climate advocate training workshop before, then that's what you need to do. This is the most important training we do at CCL, the climate advocate training, which is led by CCL Director of Field Development, Ellie Sparks, and Brett on tonight's call. And it's Monday, November 13th at 9:30 a.m. This workshop will educate you on the structure, methodology, and skills to become effective communicators and advocates for national policies to address climate change. If you've completed the online webinar version of CAT, then you can attend the last 45 minutes of the session. So that's going to be 11:15 a.m. to noon. And then you can participate in the live lobby meeting role play exercise. The Climate Advocate Training Workshop will be in the Ambassador Room on the other side, so the west side of the conference lobby, on Monday morning. If you don't need to attend the Climate Advocate Training, then you have the option of attending the Conservative and Progressive Messaging Workshop. This is going to be led by Stephanie Doyle, our Senior Outreach Liaison, Carla Weiss, our Progressive Outreach Leader, and Jim Tolbert, our Director of Conservative Outreach. This interactive workshop focuses on how to have productive meetings with conservative and progressive members of Congress. It will include a discussion of values, listening skills, and role plays to help you prepare for meetings on the Hill the next day. Lunch will be on your own from 12 p.m. to 1:30, and be sure to be back in time for the official kickoff of the program beginning in the Blue Room at 1:30. We'll have trainings and some surprises until 4:45, and when Stephanie Doyle will moderate the NGO panel. Dinner is on your own from 5:30 to 7:30, and starting promptly at 7:30, we'll have our evening lobby training session back in the Blue Room. Tuesday, we'll be on the Hill, and we'll get to the plans for that in a little bit more. But when you're done with your lobby day experience, if you're still around on Tuesday evening, you don't want to miss our 10th anniversary reception. That'll be really fun. And it's going to be in the Empire Room, which is on the west side of the hotel, from 7 to 11 p.m. And we'll have hors d'oeuvres and drinks and anniversary celebration. So feel free to come attend in your lobby day best, or if you'd even like to dress fancier, you're totally welcome to do that. So Taylor next is going to tell you about the constituent letter exchange.
Another important component of Congressional Education Day is the constituent letter exchange. So sometimes when you're doing outreach, you collect letters from out-of-town people. You can bring the letters to Congressional Education Day in D.C. or give them to a volunteer who is attending. Lobby teams will actually hand deliver these letters to the appropriate members of Congress. So the drop-off and pickup location for these constituent letters will be in the Capitol Room on Sunday during registration, and then again on Monday in the Blue Room. And here is more of a step-by-step process of what to expect for the constituent letter exchange. So first, bring the constituent letters to DC. Second, any letters that you won't deliver yourself, you can drop off at the letter exchange table when you register for the conference. So if you're not going to actually be visiting that member of Congress, you can put it in, you can bring it to the table, and we'll make sure that it gets to in the hands of whoever's assigned to that office. Be sure to bring a copy for each of your senators, and be sure to write the state district on the top of each letter using the format CA49 or NVSR. And alphabetize the letters by state, please. Be sure to file a field report for the total number of letters, and consider adding their emails to the CCL mailing list. And lastly, if you are a meeting lead, please make sure to go to the constituent letter exchange table at some point. It's your responsibility to pick up the folder of the letters after 3 p.m. on Monday, so before you go to dinner. And all meeting leads, just please keep in mind to bring these with you to your meetings on Tuesday. And next, Adeline is going to go over the folder, which is separate from the constituent letter folders, where you will get a lot more materials for.
Okay, so this folder you're going to be receiving at registration. It'll be easy. So this will contain all of your conference materials, and that is your conference program, briefing invites for the House and Senate, the June 2017 Lobby Day analysis sheet, legislation of interest, bills for consideration, which are our secondary asks, meeting minute forms, a fundraising booklet, and role play activity sheets. And at registration, you will also receive your conference program booklet, which will have the schedule for the whole conference, any maps needed, and Wi-Fi passwords. All right, back to you, Taylor.
Speaking of finding time to meet with your groups ahead of Tuesday's meetings, the Omni Shoreham is in a location where there's a lot of casual or fast food restaurants in the area that you can meet with your team ahead of time. The Omni itself actually also has an in-house restaurant called Robert's Restaurant that you can meet at. Or they also have a bar which serves some food, the Marquee Bar and Lounge. And if you don't have time to sit down and have a meal, a lot of other attendees are able to meet with each other just in the lobby or another sitting area within the Omni. So next, Adeline's going to review what to do on Lobby Day and some instructions on how to get to Capitol Hill.
All right, so let's talk about getting to Capitol Hill. It's a 4-minute walk from the hotel to the metro station. And so when you exit the hotel, you're going to walk up 24th Street Northwest to get to the Woodley Park Station, where you'll take the Red Line towards Glenmont. You're going to exit the Red Line at Union Station and walk through the park to Capitol Hill. And one final note on this from me, you should do this. It's really important. Buy a Metro card and don't wait until Tuesday morning when we're all headed to the Hill to buy your card. You can do it ahead of time at the station's kiosk. Also, walking between the buildings, especially between the Senate and House sides, can take a considerable amount of time. Plan on booking at least 30 minutes to get from one side to the other, including the security check. Also, there's some construction still going on in the Cannon building that makes getting around a little tricky. So plan on any meetings you have in Cannon taking a little bit longer than usual to get to. And we frequently are asked what is allowable through security. And here's a quick list that the Russell Building security provides for us of prohibited items. So this is food or beverages, aerosol containers, any pointed objects, any bag larger than 14 inches wide, 13 inches high, and 4 inches deep, backpacks, cans and bottles, and then all the really obvious things like razors, box cutters, stun guns, martial arts weapons, guns, ammunition, any, you know, anything you probably wouldn't want to bring anyway, don't do it. Also, if you have the really strong magnet CCL buttons that were given a couple years ago, those set off the alarms during security, so make sure to put them in your bag before you walk through. All right, back to Taylor for Wi-Fi.
The Wi-Fi networks are available in the House and Senate buildings, as well as the Omni Hotel. So these Wi-Fi passcodes are going to be in your folder that you receive at registration, but feel free to write them down now. For the Senate Wi-Fi, the network name is Senate Guest, and then the password is Resolution. That's no caps, just Resolution. The House Wi-Fi, the network is House Public. And luckily, the password is the same as the network name. And then for the conference itself at the Omni Shoreham, the network name is CCL DC 2017, no caps, and same passcode. And so we're almost finished, but I'm going to talk about what you do with your meeting minutes after your lobby meetings. I just want to emphasize that this plays a really critical role. Meeting minutes document the concerns and the questions that the members of Congress have. It documents levels of support and allows detailed analysis of where Congress stands and how our support is growing. The form also has some tips on the backside of it. So CCL meeting leads should decide and confirm who's taking minutes, and as it's a really important role. They should ask themselves, can the meeting minute taker do the following? Write legibly on the pad with a firm surface and focus on what the Congress member or the congressional staffer is saying, not so much on what us CCLers are saying. And just kind of a little bit of a pro tip at the beginning, once you write someone's full name, use their initials. For example, Paul Ryan, then you can write PR, and then for the CCLer, Taylor Krause, you can write TK. And after the meeting's over, We recommend that you review the notes with your group in the hallway right after, just to give a little quick refresher and fill in the blanks and confirm accuracy of the notes before they're submitted. And this is very, very important. And just try to get the consensus of the level of support for fee and dividend and climate position. And next is that you need to rewrite the notes on the form. So please make sure to press down hard so both copies are legible. And you can submit these notes online the same day. We really, really ask that you do this because sometimes people forget, and it's kind of unfortunate when we have to try to hunt down somebody, so we don't want to do that. I suggest typing the notes in Word and then cutting and pasting them into the citizensclimatelobby.org/minutes website. So when you go to the website, wait for the screen that says you have successfully submitted the notes after you've done this. So the website again is www.citizensclimatelobby.org/minutes. Please include all the meeting participants in the text box online, the staffers' names, their titles, and who the constituents in the meeting are. Give the top copy of the form to the designated staff or drop the minutes in the box at the reception on Tuesday when we get back to the hotel. Please save the yellow copy to submit online, so the ones that you're going to be typing up to submit online. And new this year, we have volunteers that are interested in completing their meeting minutes forms earlier than trying to come back to the hotel for the reception. So you can look for Dr. Danny Richter on the Hill. He will be on the Senate side in the morning, and the cafeteria is between Dirksen and Hart. And this is called the Rayburn Cafeteria. And he'll be in there the afternoon by about 1 p.m. if you want to go by and drop off your minutes to him. So again, meeting leads, it's very important that you decide and confirm on who the minute taker is. And please note the name of the minute taker just in the event that they didn't submit their minutes and we need to track them down. I'm going to throw it back to Brett.
Great. Well, we made it literally before the half hour was up, and I am so grateful for both of your just thorough, detailed analysis of what we should expect. We're just so grateful for all of you giving of 3 days of your busy lives, especially during the work week, to trek all the way to DC and really help make a difference. And I'll highlight, if you're interested after tonight and you can't find anything, here's information as well as to the Congressional Education Day website. And again, just in classic CCL fashion, this is all because of you. So your leadership is essential. Thank you for being on the line. Safe travels to DC, everyone, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon.
See you Sunday.
Thanks, bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, everyone.